Welcome to Gaudible, a daily reading of holy texts known in the Unificationist community as Hunduke. Today we are reading from God's Will and the Ocean.
God's Will in the Ocean. True Father speaks on who will inherit the ocean, page 165. July 3rd, 1983, Gloucester, Massachusetts. How many of you have never seen me before? Please raise your hands. Thank you. I came by boat today, and it was rolling quite heavily. There was a dense fog, so my eyes are not yet in focus. The trip took 1.5 hours from Provincetown. As I came from there, I couldn't help but think how critical it is to know the direction. In that fog, all we had was the compass. So by the direction of one wheel, we traveled through the fog. How appropriate it is that life is exactly like that. Mankind has been searching for its direction in many different ways all throughout the earth from generation to generation, the entire history of mankind. By now, man has tried everything and failed everything and has pretty much given up. Nothing has satisfied his search. But now we can narrow things down and be more clear ourselves. Before we have direction, we have to have our destination, our purpose. We first have to have our purpose before we are concerned about the direction. Before we conclude how we live our life, we first have to conclude for what reason we live our life. This has been the question which all mankind has asked since the beginning. Since religious people at least accept God, they can say that their life should somehow serve God's purpose. However, look at those people who don't even believe in God. No one has been able to really teach them about their life. The purpose of life. This question has been raised millions of times, and even great scholars have not been able to answer it. Here you are, just ordinary people. And even more than that, you are just ordinary Moonies. Do you know the answer? Do you know for what purpose you live? You might say to me, "Well, Father, we live to fulfill the purpose of creation," because you have some understanding of the principle. What really is that purpose? In our church, when we think about God's providence, we immediately think about establishing the four-position foundation. The perfection of the purpose of God is the perfection of the four-position foundation. And what is that term? What does that mean? First, man and woman become perfect, and then God can realize his ideal. What is that ideal? When two, one man and one woman, are united in perfect love, that is God. Do you understand? When man and woman are united together in perfect love, there it is. That's God. What does the love of man and woman center upon? The man? Or like it is in America, upon the woman? No, you don't think so? Then who is that love centered upon? You are shouting out God. And yes, that's right. The love of man and woman, the love between them, is centered upon God. Well, somehow man and woman are united, but where does love come from? Does it first come from man or from woman? Neither. Then to whom does that love belong? You are right again to say God. So to come into contact with that love, you cannot do with it whatever you will. You have to cherish it and respect it, because it is not yours to begin with. It comes from somewhere other than yourself. Then how does love come to you? Does it come directly to you? Just to you? Does it come directly from God? How does love come to you? The man may have lots of love, but it comes from God through his spouse. It's really easy to understand. Here is a man. He is equipped with everything, but by himself there is no satisfaction. In order to have love, he must have someone. That is the nature of love. When you think about love, realize that it comes from your spouse, not from you. It is the same for man and for woman. There first has to come give and take action, then unity, and then love emerges. If you have love, it is always because of someone else. You should think about that. With love, there is always some force to push it and some force to pull it. There is a man and a woman meeting each other in first love. The man completely gives to the woman, and the woman gives completely to the man. They sacrifice themselves for each other. Then where is God? In the center. God is the force which brings that man and woman together and moves them to give to one another. Tune in tomorrow for the continuation of Who Will Inherit the Ocean.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Gaudible. Gaudible is made possible by support from listeners like you. To donate, visit godible.org. Thank you.